You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
Comment. Did you see the High Court ruling yesterday that political parties must disclose where they get their money from, that they have to say who is actually funding them? And it came from a case brought by the NGO My Vote Counts. And it comes as the ANC has said it wants to introduce regulations around party funding. Parliament's now looking at a draft bill on the issue. You may not actually know this, but there is currently no law at all in South Africa that says a foreign government or a company or whoever cannot just give a political party, I don't know, R1 billion, R2 billion, R10 billion to win an election. So there's nothing stopping Vladimir Putin giving money to the ANC to make sure the nuclear deal goes through, or anything stopping Donald Trump giving money to some awful racist group to help them win votes somehow. And this gets to the heart of one of the biggest problems in our politics, maybe the biggest problem. Do you remember Chancellor House? They had a deal with Eskom. Chancellor House is the sort of investment vehicle of the ANC. And in the end, that deal saw Hitachi being found guilty of breaking corruption laws in the United States. And you could have had, and you basically have people in government who could give contracts to companies because in the end, the governing party, so the party that's deployed them, will benefit. So for me, there's just no argument against regulating party funding. It absolutely has to be regulated. But the DA decided to go to court and oppose this application anyway. They say that the people who fund them would be punished by the ANC and by government if their identities are revealed. Now, I understand that argument. But in the end, we simply have to know who is funding our political parties. We want to know who the party's leaders are. I mean, look at how much we want to know when it comes to the ANC, for instance. We want to know what they stand for. We want to know what a party will do if it is in government, if it comes into government, or if it's returned to government. And one of the best ways to know that is to find out who funds them. If you know who funds them, you can work out what they're going to do in government. So, we're making progress on this issue, but the DA, you need to step aside. You need to let us know who is funding you. You need to let us know who is funding the ANC, and you need to let us know who is funding the EFF as well.